I feel like my edible is not working.
Here we go, one more time. Everybody's feeling fine. Here we go now.
Here we go now. Or it's like there's a little.
This bitch has got the flow. Yeah, or something dumb, okay. Like, I don't even know. Okay. Well, okay. I'm not a Backstreet Boy.
Yeah, clearly we're more in sync. Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Not Well. I am Bobby.
And I'm Jim.
We are back and not better than ever. This might be a really bitchy episode, or could it could be fun.
Could be.
Depends on if my edible hits right.
Backstreet Boys were the trailer park version of NSYNC.
I know.
Do you know what I mean? It was just a little grungier.
Well, let's get honest.
More street.
The trailers were 98 degrees. Sorry.
They really fucking were.
They were the trash.
And it was four of them instead of five.
And Nick
right?
Was, yeah. There was the tattoo on the arm with the band. They all had those
Nick
like.
Nick carried that group.
He was hot.
Remember that one music video where he's like, I'm going to marry you. It was like them getting married or some bullshit.
That whole situation with Jessica Simpson and him, like,
why did
we watch it? But
purely
it was
for
good.
Television,
just kind of like Anna Nicole, rest in peace. But like, why were we watching you again? Put on clown makeup and just sit there and be like, and we're like, this is so funny. It's like,
I was honored to be on our next performer's new video, and if I ever record an album, I want this guy to produce my. Make me beautiful duets, cause he's freaking genius.
Early reality was bad. Like early reality,
we needed it, but we also could have probably done without it.
Like a lot of the real world was just like
cringe.
Was
as
that?
Fuck.
I think one season, some guy raped a girl during the season or something. Like
there's
I just
like
remember the
accusations of like, yeah,
it's like, oh, maybe we don't put. Teenagers in boxes and then record them while we give them free alcohol and
it's weird how
room and board in a party city like
yeah I'm sorry but if you put really me in if I was 22 and you gave me free alcohol
you,
and I
there would be so many videos of you in the showers
or actually
straight guys.
I would have like, been like whoa, whoa, whoa. Or I'd have been like well I'd have to be who I am now though that's the problem
no back then you were meeting guys
no but I was not blowing people I was scared to blow
oh AIDS
literally
I'm not actually a fan
as a child being honest,
being young,
as a,
I was terrified. Yeah. I thought,
especially
I thought,
conservative
I like,
parents,
can
they're
you
like,
get it from
"You're going to get the AIDS." Oh yeah,
can you get it from? Like,
oh,
like we all Googled.
I said,
this
if
shit.
I had a cut on my finger and his cum got on my cut,
or
and I was
toilet seat,
it would have to be open bleeding and gushing blood.
It's right.
Like,
but
girl,
it's still,
but it scared the fuck out of me.
It still
enough.
Made me think like, so it is possible.
Like, so, like literally, I'd be so like, scared after blowjobs, I'd feel guilty for weeks.
I'd
be like,
can you get it from a blowjob? They're like, yeah, if you have a cut by your tooth or you brush your teeth really hard and opened up little wounds.
Yep, don't floss before you suck dick. That's
so
all
it's
I'll
like,
say.
Wait, did I?
But the chances are actually like one in a million trillion or something. It's like
yeah,
so
I know
stupid.
It's so low, but we all.
But now you can imagine.
Thank you,
though,
America, for giving us that trauma. Instead of just being like, well, it's a communicable disease, and we're going to study it and make some meds. We probably would have had meds in the 80s instead of the 90s. Like,
but no, we
waited because Reagan pretended it was fake, and then we all got afraid.
Everybody
of it.
Hated the gays, and we had to make
they
a fucking quilt.
They whipped everyone up into fear, and then that fear is still being felt. Well, we're growing up in like late 90s, 2000s.
Literally,
how is it? It was still there, like. You're going to get AIDS and die.
You're gay?
You're going to get AIDS.
You're going to get HIV.
Yeah.
So like,
I was like,
okay.
Oh, really?
Also, so could you. And also, the junkie down the street that just shot up has it.
You think
it
you're
doesn't matter.
Now. It, no, like, it's,
so it's
a virus. It's a virus that works
it
in
It really
humans.
Is very.
B is just a virus. That's it.
It's kind of funny when you really
break down
things.
It doesn't give a fuck if
things.
You're gay. It does not give a fuck.
Well, and actually, I think the demographic has now changed to straight.
What if it is in us and it's like, you know what? I really do prefer the gays. It's just this evil little virus.
Sweet
like,
blood.
Going
honey.
Around. These gays really know how to spread.
They know how to really spread us. Well, and by that, I mean, like, seeing what I did at New York, it was like legit.
You can
like,
see how
this is why
without
STDs.
Prep, without prep.
This is why STDs spread.
Yeah.
Because nobody was really protecting themselves and just openly fucking and openly. And I'm like, oh,
it
okay, well, I'm just going to jerk
at
off.
The bath
and, like,
park. It'd be a slipping at the real park, slipping at the bath.
I just think to myself, I could literally just get numerous amounts of dick every day. If I lived in a place that actually,
you could be going home from work. You just have half an hour, but you're like, I'm kind of horny. Before I go make dinner, you drop in the bathhouse for half an hour because you're a member there. You go in, you get your dick sucked at a glory hole.
And
you go home,
and you go to bed early because you're not like playing around.
Right, and
like,
you don't even
right,
know
well.
Who it is. You don't have to jerk off before bed.
Listen,
you can do it every day.
I just
new hole every day.
Even if
I know,
I need a new
I'm
life.
Sorry. You do need.
I'm really struggling.
New, like,
I'm really
know,
struggling.
Yeah, what was that you were saying? You're going through a creative
oh
issue.
My God, I am having a problem. I can't figure out what I
and
want to do.
And it's not just the 40s.
No, this is no. And it might be part of it. It might be kind of like, oh shit, I'm running out of time.
I think
and
in the background this whole year, sure. You're like, oh fuck.
I have a really good idea for a reality show on YouTube. Not reality, a show on YouTube. Okay, here we go. Here we go. Here's a new idea. Let me tell you my idea that won't go anywhere.
We'll be listening to this on a laptop in the hills of Park City in 20 years.
No, we'll be watching.
And I'll be like, you really did want to do that.
We're going to be watching on YouTube.
Okay, yes.
So the series is, I think I told you this, how I wanted to open. The very opening scene is a guy in New York City.
Okay.
He's bent over getting fucked, hardcore fucked by a bunch of guys. There's dicks everywhere. And he's
like lines up.
Yeah, okay. And he's just like standing there.
Slash marks on the ass?
Maybe.
Yeah.
And he's looking at the camera, and then the overhead goes, this was my lowest point. Well, maybe. And then like it's going to be a thing where it's going to follow a guy then from the big city. He has to move home because he didn't make his dreams come true. So now he's living in the shitty shithole of Columbus, Ohio, which I'm trying to do it to where it's like I can use the props of what I can. You know,
like he was doing all that sex stuff, but he wasn't making enough money to live in New York.
And he wasn't doing it.
So he
had
to go home.
He had to go home.
Like he was
now
failing
he's like
as a human. He comes back here and thinks, oh, I've lived in New York. I'm the biggest.
And he's nothing.
And then he comes here and
can't
like,
figure
people
it out.
Are okay.
Which, oh, okay.
And then we could have normal Columbus gays.
I'm telling
being
you.
Being the funny group of friends who befriend him, kind of. Or take him
right,
under, take
right.
him under
so then,
their wing. To
so
be
he
like,
didn't understand. Like
honey,
he just ran
you
when he was young.
All.
Right, he ran when he was younger. So he was always in the party scene in New York. But now he's trying to get serious a little bit. And it's but he has no fucking clue about real life.
Right, exactly.
Which I saw something on TikTok. I was gonna make a little post about it, but I was like, no, I just gotta find
something.
This because I kind of was offended, but then I also was like, well, I mean, he's not wrong, but also I feel like everybody. Oh my God. Have you heard this cover? Was it just a
game of you? I like this song.
Wait till you hear this. Wait till you see this band, okay? This cover is fucking everything. I'm not even kidding.
I kind of like this.
Okay. It's like they're a young band, probably from Europe or something.
Oh. Oh, fuck. This is legit.
Do you know this song, The Cranberries?
That's what I thought of. Yeah.
His voice to me, though, is so pure, I can't even tell you.
Here, well, go ahead. If you could turn, don't let it burn. Very androgynous. Don't let it
fade. Yeah. I'm sure I'm not being rude, but it's just your attitude. I don't know if this is like... It's tearing me apart. Do you hear how it's like very pure and like...
I love it. This is like a choir voice. And honey, so do you.
He's kind of like 22 and like hot.
I'm sorry. There's something about youth.
Something about those pink cheeks for me. There, here it comes. Anyway, that's like the big thing on TikTok.
I
right
love
now.
That. He's taking off.
Everybody's playing it. That's going to get
his
their
version.
Yep.
Okay, good.
Yep. It's just an interesting take, and I don't know if he's because he's, I don't know.
If you are a young gay man or just came out, please be very careful around those older men who seem to have taken a deep interest in you. You're in your late teens or early 20s and just came out of the closet or live in a place with not many gay people, and there's a 40-year-old man who's making you his main focus. Please be careful. Please do not be over-trusting.
True.
Age gaps are not inherently problematic, but if I had a dollar for every gay man I've met who, when he came out, had an older man kind of take advantage of him or pressure him too much or try and trap or ensnare him, I would be a very rich woman. I have even had some very sweet people who recently came out and they found themselves in this situation DM me on this app to ask me what to
so
do.
While what this
now did this has this happened to you though, because it happened to me
well
where I've had like
so
all of a sudden like
it's hard to explain
50 plus year like 50 year old men where I'm 18-19 in undergrad and
so
they're constantly texting and talking to me. Even this one, I volunteered at a place like a AIDS resource center. And when I was volunteering there, this older, super large guy just was obsessed with me, wanted to go out to eat, do all these things. And I was like, I'm a volunteer here and you work here. And also,
I think
we're not really friends. But I don't think we're compatible. Like,
right.
I had to tell, I was like, you know, I just
because I'm gay doesn't mean I'm going to fuck
and
you.
I was just out at 19 then.
Right. So you were like,
I had just came
navigating.
Out. But I do think there are certain older men who are like, I'll take care of that.
Yeah. And I agree with you on that. But I also agree that there are also 40 year olds or whatever fucking age is old for you.
Literally.
That
40 probably.
Actually kind of serve as a mentor.
Yeah.
Now, I had some that I really relied on as far as like you, understanding the situation at hand.
I wish I had that.
I did. I had a really good upbringing here in the gay community. Nothing but flawless, to be honest.
Truthfully.
I mean, I'm just now becoming a whore. It's 10 years in.
It took a while.
It's only 9 years in.
That's it?
Or 10.
Okay.
Came out at 29. Oh,
here
God. This is what I'm talking about.
Here
though,
I
how,
am
like,
at, like,
look
15.
How quick that happens at 29. It sounds so young. And then all of a sudden, 10 years later, which is not that long.
No,
now
it's
I'm
not
40.
That long.
And 10 years from now, I'll be almost 50. Like, that's.
I can't.
I've lived here for so anyway, what I feel about this is, and I got kind of offended. I don't know why.
I could tell.
I did. I don't know why, because I felt I was like, you know what? Fuck you. Because what if there was a kid, like a kid, I guess. I don't really go for the 18 to 21s.
No.
Like, if there's somebody who just came out that's 2 years old and they're sitting at the bar by themselves, I'm not going to not try to talk to them. And that's not hitting on them necessarily. Sure. Are they probably hot as hell with a big old pink dick that's never been touched really by anybody? Sure.
Do they have a pristine cock? Yes.
Do they have a beautiful, beautiful body that's not been weathered by life
that
itself?
One guy at AWOL, we walked up to him.
Correct.
He was like a wrestler.
Correct.
And I was just like,
correct.
Oh boy.
But but
youth alone gives you a certain.
But I also want to say also to the youth though, now don't act like you're fucking innocent because you're the ones that are hitting up daddy.
Yeah.
You daddy, daddy, and then you want to.
When you go on Sniffies, it's like just whole. There's so.
It's
I would
gross.
Say almost whole outweighs cock.
Oh, yeah. It's 70-30.
Oh, I thought that's what it feels like. It's just it seems like there's a lot more whole
or
looking for a daddy.
They're sending me. I have a dick pic. I say I'm a side. I don't want to top you. I don't want to fuck you.
And they send you. Pure
hey, you
want to
come
hole.
Fuck my hole? And I'm like,
do you see my
first
profile?
Of all? First of all.
First of all, if I did want to fuck a hole,
it's
it
not
going to
be in a spotlight on a camera with. All these situations, it's like everybody has problems. Everybody has ugly, nasty assholes.
Listen, a little recommendation for you out there. Turn off the 4K when you're taking a picture. Turn off the 4K.
Put it in black and white.
We don't want to see the mole
put
at
it in
9
black
o'clock.
And white. Yeah, that's the other.
There's moles and other things on these holes.
And that's fine,
I think
but
it's
like,
anal cancer.
It's kind of scary to me that you're going to just throw your hole out there like that. And it's like, what would your mother think?
Right. She'd be proud of a dick pic, but
she's
a
like,
hole
that dick
pic.
With a hole. I didn't know you were a bottom. I thought you were only topping.
That makes
you are
of
a little faggot.
That fat Filipino mom who's like, he's a bottom.
No, he bottom, total bottom.
Yeah.
Oh, I love her.
I love her.
I wish I had
she were still with
life.
Us.
Is she dead?
No, I'm just kidding. She
oh,
is.
I'm surprised.
She could.
Heart issues.
To be honest, honey.
Now that we're deep into the show, what do you have to say?
You mentioned something before we started recording that just triggered a memory.
Okay.
You said something about RV life?
Yes.
Living
I
that RV life or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, like I'm done.
So I was in my bed. This was Friday
paint
night.
The picture.
I'm painting the fucking picture. I'm in my bed. I had a couple beers.
Nude?
Ready to go to bed. Partially.
Semi.
Semi-erect, semi-nude. And I look at my phone in the family group chat.
Oh, no. Semi-erect and semi-nude. Sorry.
No, I did not send a nude. Oh my God.
No, as you're semi-erect and semi-nude, you're like,
and so I'm looking
family
at the family,
chat, like,
family group chat. Put a real damper on things.
Yeah.
I see a picture of my parents' garage, and in one side is my dad's like Cadillac SUV. And then all of a sudden there's a Jeep, which they don't have a Jeep. So they got a Jeep. I was like, okay, congrats. Like, wow. And then my brother's like, congrats. And it's like, you know, I was like, maybe, I guess my mom wanted a new car. Then my dad sent the frog emoji, the frog face emoji. I'm like, what the fuck? I was literally so confused. I was like, am I really that
drunk? Am I on drugs?
I thought I was like, on acid.
I'm sorry.
I was
yeah.
like, what's
like,
happening?
Am I tripping?
Emoji frog. Then he goes, the guy said it's called a toad. I was like, a toad? And then he's like, another message. My mom said, because it gets towed. T-O-W-E-D. They bought an RV, 41 foot long, sleeps 8. I'm so fucking excited. I'm not even kidding. I got to show you after. I'll show you pictures of it. Yeah. They're like, we got this.
They're
we,
not
we drove
that
to Virginia.
Expensive.
They right.
They're $100,000.
Right. And
you
guess
didn't
what
get
you
a
can
home
do with
loan
it?
Mm-hmm. And you live.
Oh yeah. You live and you get to go anywhere you want. Yeah. You have a place.
Change it.
They have a walk-in shower, washer, dryer.
They are absolutely
dryer.
Incredible.
Like, I'm like,
no, they're dumb. Like, it's dumb.
And this is a 2010. It's not even new, but you go when they go inside,
no,
I'm like,
it doesn't
oh,
have to be new.
Like, this is what you got?
Wow. That is incredible. That is incredible. I'm just like, I feel
like. So we're going to.
Here's what I want to do, though.
They're going to national parks. We're going to fly out to meet them. We're going to fly to Denver.
Cute.
They'll pick us up. And then we have more time together taking us through
yeah,
parks.
Yeah, that's cool.
And then they can take, like, I'm so excited for my niece and nephews because.
Yeah,
because
they're going to grow up knowing the country. Well, hopefully.
Or just going on little trips with their grandparents is so fun as a kid. I did that with my grandparents on the boat around, you know, the Great Lakes.
We didn't really have
2 week trips with them.
Those kind of
right.
Well, my mom.
I always forget, like, most people do not have families like
no,
this.
No, my grandparents, I lived in Georgia. So, like, yeah. I never saw my grandparents. They all lived in Cleveland. My mom's parents were too poor to even do anything. And he had health, my grandpa had health issues. And then my other, yeah. I would see my other ones, but we never would do anything. Like, they got mad at me for not saying good morning one time. I told you this story. Grandpa Ed, my grandfather was a pilot.
I don't remember this.
My parents went somewhere. I think they went to Hawaii. I was 16. I was not even, or I was like, no,
oh my God.
No, I was more like 13. I was okay. Probably just a teenager.
So they were still together.
Yeah. So they went to Hawaii. And one morning, I'm a little grumpy ass bitch. I'm 13.
Yeah.
So
normal teenager.
I walk into the room. I grab my cereal. I fill a bowl. I sit down. I sort of just kind of sit there. Don't say a word, really, because I'm used to just being quiet. Honestly, you don't have to.
Matt knows not to talk to me in the morning. Like, okay. He doesn't talk to me. He'll be like, good morning. I'll say good morning. Then I get an hour. No, I don't want to hear him talking. I don't want to talk.
That's
to
really.
People. He knows. And he knows it's not because I'm grumpy. It's because my brain is waking up. He just, it's not because I'm mad at him or I don't like him. I don't want to talk to him. It's just, I need time and he knows.
And
but anyways, Grandpa Ed.
So stop talking.
Literally.
And so basically Grandpa Ed was like, I don't know what you do with your father and your mother. Or I don't know what your father tells you to do about your whatever. But you're going to say good morning to your grandmother.
Your grandma's? I don't give a fuck.
Barbara was like, I'm pouring some vodka. The problem I have with that now is I don't know if you notice me now in the mornings. I'm always ready to go because
really
I think
are.
I got whipped into shape
you
by
did.
Grandpa Ed.
You're always the first in the morning.
Hi.
Like, good morning. We were in New Orleans.
I'm like,
how the fuck are you awake? And then I think you're crazy for being awake at 8 or 9, but then you tell me you got up at 4 or 5, and I'm like, wait a goddamn minute.
Right, like, I've been up.
Wait a minute.
But
you're like,
this is why I need
I
intermission.
I actually waited 2 hours to text. I was like, you waited.
This is why I have to intermission,
Oh, if I got up there, I would need an intermission.
I get up at 7, I'll
turns
lay
out
there,
I can
I
use
masturbate.
An intermission. Anyways.
It turns out we need, we need an intermission.
It turns out I'm like,
it turns out if you just would, you have a hard time turning off the stimulation.
Right.
But
once it gets
if
going.
If you can turn it off.
Once I do,
it's
like,
better for later.
You didn't
is.
Do anything in this time. You were mad. You were in your room. I was like, girl, I was naked in bed.
But sometimes I'd love just
edging,
getting naked
and just,
like for 2 hours just laying in a cold sheets.
Yep. I know. I can't wait for June.
I know. I cannot fucking wait.
Like
and I'm ready to. I think we need to pretend like we lived there for a second. We're going to be. We got to get.
Like,
we need to. I feel like I want to do ecstasy. And I honestly thought that last time I was there, I was like. I feel ecstasy would be so
in New
goddamn
York, it'd
fun.
Because there's a lot of lights.
Well,
and
I don't
sounds
know if I told you this part about the eagle last time.
What?
Why'd you just do that?
Because when you're on ecstasy, you're going to want to touch.
Oh, yeah. Open coke. Just everybody doing coke openly. And at like, but this was late night, like 3 o'clock in the morning.
Oh,
I was
so
like,
the afties are at the eagle,
yep,
though.
They're at the eagle.
People are just doing coke.
In the wide open.
I have and a I'm feeling like, when you get older, you need coke to stay awake.
Honestly, I have a feel. That's why they're not intermissioning. They're just going.
Yeah. So we have an intermission. So we don't need coke. We
right.
Just
we
stay
don't need
awake.
Coke. We just stay awake. And then we're like,
yeah,
let's have
I
a vodka
take a
Red
little
Bowl.
Nap in the afternoon. I can stay up all night.
Honey, all
7.
I need is a vodka Red Bull to start and it's over. That's
Let me just
happens.
Put it this way. I feel like we're going to have a moment where we're staring out at the East River and we see the sunrise. Like something like that.
I know. I feel like it's going
to
be very.
We're like, well, it rises at 6:30.
Well, we're walking.
Let's go to a diner and
we
go to bed.
We are walking
all day.
Back to our hotel.
And then we'll wake up at 5 p.m. and go again.
Or at 1.
I know. Actually, we don't have to. Yeah, if we go to bed at 7,
but
we really
get
only
up,
need to wake
we can
up
have
at
a
2.
Nice little lunch. Then we can come back and intermit. You don't have to be trapped. Oh, my God. I can't wait.
Oh, no.
I'm ready to just, like, leave everything and just
we
go.
We need to have our sunrise
moment. I need money.
Moment.
I need, like,
Yo,
I need $1 million. Can we get $10 million so we can just live our fantasy?
I have a semi-unhinged story that's hilarious.
Good. I love being unhinged because I have plenty of that coming your
okay.
way. So go ahead and start it. Start the unhinged.
Last week, I went and got my nails done at somewhere I never have been because I fell behind on my scheduling for my regular nail person. And
so
he
that's somebody else's
is a, yeah,
work?
And that's why
I
don't I
can
really.
Tell.
You can.
I can tell.
Thank you. Yep. It's just very plain Jane, boring.
It's
like, it's sad.
Like we're trying.
It's
but
like, okay. I was like, you're done. And this was almost $40 more than what my person charges.
No.
Or $30. So I had to go somewhere I've never been. I go in there. This is my first time meeting the nail person. She's a cute little skinny Irish girl who is into the EDM music scene type of person. She's telling me stories. First of all, I was late. I forgot to tell you that. Or she made me come late. She was like, can you come?
I'm delayed.
20 minutes after your time. I was like, okay. I was like, well, I'm getting a nice coffee. Do you want one? I bring her a nice coffee because she asked. She said yes. Okay. She didn't deduct that from my payment or anything.
That's interesting.
But
That's kind of how you are. It's fine. You're a helper. You're number two.
Right. So she tells me she's having a bad day. I was like, well, it's already been a 20-minute delay. I'm trying to get out of here to come. I think I was coming over here to record, honestly.
Probably.
And then I'm like, also, I've never met you. So generally, we keep it to niceties on the first visit.
Right. Like,
you
know what I'm saying? Like,
I told her, I was like, I have appointments with my regular person after this. So I'm sitting there in the nail salon. She's having a bad day. She's telling me why. She goes, I just lost a client. I said, okay, how did you lose a client? Because I'm like, I really am just here to get my nails done and move on. She's like, well, I thought this was going to be a forever client. I was like, okay, I hear you. Like, what's that mean? Forever client. Someone who's going to be with you through it all. And if you move, your client's going to come with you. That type of thing. I was like, okay. And that's cute. She's like, she even brought me this back. And she pointed to a little souvenir cheap statue from Cambodia or some fucking
country. That's where we're not
going. Some country we'll never be in. And I would definitely go to Vietnam and Cambodia, by the way. But, and it's just sitting on the lamppost, but can I afford it? That's why. Not because. Right. And then she.
It's very cheap. Did you know that?
That's why I'm like. Maybe we could afford it, actually. My neighbors just got back from Thailand, and they were like, it's a joke.
No, you spend like
$3 it's like for dinner.
It's a
full dinner.
Yeah, it's $100 a night at 5-star. They wait on you. They have,
you have servants. Yeah, like, literally. We need to get that.
We need to go to Thailand.
Actually, Thailand.
Taiwan. We need to go to Bangkok.
Bangkok. Too many jokes. Now, so I'm like, okay, you lost a client. Why do you lose a client? She goes,
Oh God. I'm scared.
She says, now let me know what you think of this.
Unhinged,
because I'm like, you never tell someone that you don't know, because you're putting them in a bind.
Yep.
Either you're making them lie and not tell the real feeling they have about the story, the situation, to not offend you, or
this is not a really great way to get a client.
Or like, it's, even, even worse, and you tell the truth, and then they get mad at you. So you're like, either you're lying to them, or you tell them the truth, expecting them
but
to never talk
lies.
To you again.
They want lies.
They want lies, though. So I gave lies. Or actually, I just clouded it. She goes, last week, I was doing karaoke here.
At the nail salon?
Yeah. I'm like, well, okay, that's already starting. I was like, oh, you do karaoke here? She's like, yeah, we were just having a little music festival party here. And she showed me a flyer. I was like, cool. So she's doing karaoke with this client. They do a rap song. Here comes the N-word.
Oh, no.
My nail tech sang the N-word in the song.
And then her.
During karaoke. Okay. They finished the song. And that nail client told my new nail tech, hey, I didn't like that. I didn't appreciate that. That's it. Leaves the party.
And hasn't spoken.
A week later, canceled all her appointments and says, I won't be discussing any further, but I will not be coming in again. I like how your face is going, because that's what mine
is. I don't know how to.
Now, let's just.
What was the song?
Let's just remember this. The nail tech and the nail client are both white. That was something important. That was a detail.
Oh.
Because you get a lot of white people acting outraged.
Now,
over
are
things
we
that,
sure this
are
is.
Are they
what...
even really in a spot to be that outraged over something? Because this is what a black person in the nail salon who heard the story was talking about. She's like, this bitch is white. Why is she even angry? And I was like, well, if I heard the N-word, but then I'm also thinking it is in the song. Now, I would never sing it.
No.
Even when I'm in my car alone and I'm like,
no, I can't do it anymore.
Like,
I used to. When I was younger, I can't do it.
I just hold my breath. Like, I'm just like, no.
I actually say, you know what I do?
It's a good habit.
I say fucker.
That's a good, okay, I like that.
So I just change it to fucker.
Interesting.
And that's how I sing it.
Because it's a bad word for a bad word.
Literally. I should just change it to faggot.
Oh, I'd like that more.
Faggot.
What up, faggot?
What up, faggot? What up, gangster?
What up, faggot? What up, gangster?
What if we take rap songs and change all the N-words to F-words?
I like this
idea. Is that inappropriate
idea.
Or is it kind of funny? It's kind of funny. Fuck
probably
it.
Probably a mix of both.
Whatever.
But yeah, that's why I told her. I was like, well, I just feel like when people make a mistake and they're called out for it, they should be given another chance to prove that they've heard you and that they're going to make changes. And you should let someone decide if they're going to change or not. And then if they don't, then you can say, you know what? I already told you I didn't like that. You did it again. I'm out. But then again, it's a nail client and a nail tech. It's they. She thought they were really close friends, but are they really close friends? Or is this bitch just coming in to get her nails done like everyone else?
I think that this is also a case of false, unhinged, false advertising.
Okay.
Something else happened.
Agree.
And this something is what I kept. Something else happened.
I asked her three different ways. And too. I was like, did you finish the song? And like, how many times was it in the song? Skipped over that answer. And so she, I was like, were
before
you saying
the,
it?
Before
were
the
you
song, like, she grabbed
were you
the
holding
mic,
like, yeah. N-word, just out of nowhere.
But also, or did you grab the mic from her before that performance and go, give it to me, you dumb, ugly bitch, you suck at singing. And then you're like, why is she not like? Because I said that. Right. It's like, there's something else.
Right. Have you been doing this in stories you're telling when you've done her nails the past four times and she just didn't say anything until this final time? I know.
Also, like, get it together.
It's a nail client.
Get it together. Also, why are you picking a karaoke?
Get a new client. Why are you doing karaoke with your clients?
Why are we doing it at the nail salon? Like,
in her defense, I feel like she's really cute. She was cute. She was really cute.
Sure. She probably really meant well by it, but
I can see how someone well-meaning might back themselves into a corner. I don't know. I really didn't know what to say.
I don't know how to react.
I like, looked at her. I was like, that's what, but don't you think what I said was right?
Yeah, you did.
If someone makes
like,
a mistake, you should be given another chance.
You didn't talk about the actual situation. You went around it. Yeah, like, you know, it is interesting though. Some people, maybe she'll come around. Like, you know, sometimes people need time.
She does. If she doesn't, she doesn't.
And it wasn't worth
your
time.
You're living your life. Yeah, I was like, the important thing is how you feel about it.
I'm so sick of being people's counselors.
I said, don't let someone else make you feel a certain way. You should feel that way about it.
Period.
You know you know your heart. You know if you did or did not do something wrong.
But also she should if she's been a forever client. So in my opinion.
Right. Yeah. Fuck you.
Something happened. You said something, you did something you don't remember, and you are blaming on this because it's an easy way out because you know you said that as well.
That was the straw that broke the camel's back.
Literally.
Which I don't get that phrase.
I don't.
What's a straw and why is it breaking a camel's back?
I think because they whipped them.
Oh, too much.
Yeah, maybe.
Oh, like it's not one whip or one
you've been,
straw.
You've been hitting
you
this camel.
All, yeah.
You've been whipping this. Is that right?
So is this like an Arabian?
Yeah, it's like a little
phrase?
Arabian phrase. It's a little
interesting.
It's a little Saudi Arabian. Little. Yeah.
Okay.
A little.
I don't know why I did that.
I don't know either. Because I just all of a sudden it's the allergies are terrible.
I think because you're sniffing. That's why I did that. I was like, wait, why am I doing that?
Okay. Sorry, I know it's disgusting, but I don't want to be like that one episode where I was like...
You were sniffing so much that episode.
I hope I haven't been doing it this time. Hopefully not.
Yeah, hopefully not.
Okay, so...
Uh-oh, big boy.
Bored lately.
Yeah,
done. Okay, we've done that. Okay, so I wrote this down, and I'm sure you're going to be able to answer it, and I think I might be able to answer it now, too. I asked the question, what the fuck is corned beef?
No, that's a great question. I've asked this so many times.
And
I'm
I didn't look it up.
Kidding.
I had no
I'm
idea.
Not even fucking. I have asked. I think I know now, but I asked my parents, grandma, every diner people. I was like, do you know what that is? Because it does taste good.
It's
is it though?
But it's like a mid.
It's brined. They put it in brine.
See my mouth. I go.
Yeah, salty, salty water and pickle it. I think, and then cook it. I believe. Is that accurate? What did you look
I don't know. I
out?
Almost wonder.
I thought you knew.
No, I want
to
ask you first. Okay, let me just see. What is corned beef?
I thought it was brined.
I feel like they mix a bunch of meat together and corn stuff, and then they put it in a sack.
No, it's actual brisket or meat.
But what if
and then they slice it.
I know, but what if they make it like a meatloaf, but then it slices?
Girl, no. That's sick. It's a brisket, I think. I think it's a brisket.
But corned beef or salt beef is some commonwealth in some Commonwealth countries is salt cured brisket or beef.
Brisket. Okay.
The term comes from treatment of the meat with large grain rock salt, also called corn
salt.
Of salt.
Okay. So it's not brine. I thought it was brine. Like they dip it.
Sometimes sugar and spices are added. Okay. Corned beef is featured as. Yeah. So that's interesting. Okay. So it's just basically salted
meat. That's why
meat.
I loved the shit on the outside.
So it's like
and
teriyaki
like
before
blackened,
it.
Like yummy, salty.
Weird. It's almost like beef that. Jerky before it's beef jerky. It's like in between
Wait,
regular
it's still
sliced
soft.
Off.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, because if you dehydrate it and let it
long
cure
enough,
longer,
it would be jerky.
Okay.
Okay, well, that answers that.
Well, we're beef-meticians.
I'm beefy. So, you saw me on Saturday.
I knew as soon as you texted where you were and who you were with after going to a brewery in Yellow Springs. I looked at your story or something, and I could tell you were back in Columbus. I was like, I got to meet up. I just knew. Tell me about your day. What happened?
No,
around 3 o'clock, you went to where?
No, we were here. It's a Yellow Springs brewery. In
are you? I could have fucking come.
That's what I was trying to tell you.
No, but when I clicked the link on Zach's photo, it was the Yellow Springs one. So I thought,
no, I. That's what I was like. That's why I was
I
confused.
Could definitely have come.
Okay.
Oh,
well,
fuck.
No, I mean,
that would have made the. Well,
it would have been
really
better. No,
so
it would have been. Well, I wanted. Listen,
I know you need. I know. we don't have to cut anything out.
Nope. So you saw my behavior before
when I arrived at 16-bit.
I was fucked up, by the way.
You were like,
I don't remember anything after that.
You lost your sunglasses in your pocket.
Yep.
And we went searching all over the place. I said, what about your pants? You pull them out of your pocket right away.
I think I had like six beers there.
Oh, yeah, because Mike had the tab open.
Yeah, we spent a total of a lot of money on Saturday between the two of us.
That place and that place. And
I think
food.
You got me a hot dog.
I did get you a hot dog.
I need a Venmo since you're poor.
No, you don't. And onion rings and fries. I don't.
I wanted to preface.
Preface.
This conversation with the state of that I was in. And it wasn't cute. I don't. Oh, it was fine. I just think I was
a
little.
Blacked. No, you were a little.
Little skinny whore.
Little uppity. A little having fun. You ate a hot dog. You had some onion rings and fries. You were like,
whee! I don't even remember eating onion rings.
And fries. Ranch fries. They were so good.
I don't remember any of this.
Okay.
I gained weight this week, 1 pound. And that makes
sense. That's why you
don't
remember.
It checks out.
Yeah.
So we come home. Okay. We let the dogs out. We Irish goodbye or whatever goodbye. It was very bizarre.
Sudden, Michael was like, "Our Uber's here, right there."
And I know. I was like, "You were the one that like
we had all the,
like you didn't tell your friends that
we
you
were
invited
like, bye."
Me. I don't know if he was just trying to get away from the streets.
He was done.
I was like, okay.
He had a lot of beer too and ate a lot. He was just done. He was like, "All right."
And he was done. So we go home. We freshen our pussies. We get the dogs out, and we get dressed for the night. So I had a harness on for the first time
and a jock.
And a jock.
And short shorts.
And short shorts and long socks. My little
slutty
slut socks. Yep.
You're ready for a St. Patrick's Day.
I was ready for St. Patrick's Day again, part two. Now, those.
That's a throwback.
Listen, honestly.
You were so slutty that day.
I was slutty and drunk that I was like, yeah, let's walk to AWOL.
From
yep.
At night. No, no, honey, no.
Honey.
No, no,
yeah,
honey.
10 o'clock. Just the little streetwalker in our little short shorts.
Oh, I didn't even think of that.
Yeah.
Think of what we see crossing the street out there on Main.
I know.
Like,
well, all of a sudden.
Think of what we see getting run over on Main. Anyways.
Well, and that's what. Oh, God.
Sorry, I had to bring it back. It's almost summer when we saw that woman get run over on your street.
No.
Yep.
Oh,
crushed.
Thing.
Just crushed. Blood everywhere. Blood everywhere.
So we're walking, and as you know, it's a little kind of can be rough around here. We've heard the gunshots during the show and everything. So I'm like, why not? We're both two faggots that are just going to trolley up down to the fucking gay bar past all these people. So all of a sudden I hear bus noise. I'm looking, I go, and it's a City of Columbus bus slowing right beside us, driving beside us. And I look over, and it's this woman, and she yells out, "Hey, boys, you should hop on the bus and ride." She wanted us to ride the bus because she thought we were so hot.
Or was she worried
no,
that you
she
were going to get killed?
No, she was laughing. She was like, "Yeah, boys." And
okay,
I'm like, oh,
that.
No.
She knew fun.
She knew fun when she saw it. So I got catcalled by a City of Columbus bus driver.
That's
bus 22.
Honestly, that's a shout out to bus 22.
Bus 22.
It's a fun bus.
It's a fun bus. It's
she probably would have taken you right there though. You should have maybe.
Well, I was like, where does this route?
You're like, what's your route?
And I'm like, hey, can you?
We've ever been on the bus here.
And actually, there's nobody on the bus, so maybe she was on and fuck me.
Oh yeah.
Maybe she thought it was that kind of a party.
She thought you were a lesbian, like in New York.
Yes. Well, and honestly, from the back, you might think we're two butch lesbians walking
down the street.
Yeah,
because you had like cropped
up. Yeah, I was like,
you could be a lesbian.
I could be. So yeah, so we walked to AWOL, got catcalled, got there, and again, I don't really remember a lot of this.
But do you remember the welcoming committee in the front? Like, you know how you walk in, there's like 50 people by the front door. You're like, does anyone ever just go straight back?
Why are we all standing here staring?
Why are we standing here?
Also, they need a...
Yeah.
If I'm going to be honest with you...
You can.
They should gut the fuck out of that place and like redesign because
that
the bar
gotta
is
go
too. You're wasting
even.
So much space.
The bar is too far out.
You're wasting way too much space. It's too big. It's too big of a bar.
You don't need that big.
Nobody
of a bar.
Sits there.
No one sits. Everyone stands. Literally, when it gets crowded, no one's sitting there.
Right. I mean, I love to. Personally.
I like to sit. I like to sit on the
I like
end,
to belly up
facing.
And be able to see.
We just got
to
belly up.
We got to belly up sometimes. So anyway, so we go there. We're being whores. I wrote in here.
What happened there?
This is what I wrote. Columbus versus New York. So now I'm a New York queen, obviously.
No. This is why it's going to be an angry episode.
People in Columbus think they are hot enough for NYC and act like cunts. Yep. People in NYC are actually hot, but tough competition, so everyone is nicer, to be honest, which is surprising. My comment.
I fully believe it. I think the people who look average here in Columbus are going to be so super nice.
Right.
Even the people who are hot here are in New York. They're not going to be that hot.
Right.
There's way more hotter people. So they're going to be nice.
Right. And then they become nice, mediocre hots.
Right.
And we all need the mediocre hots. But the problem that I was noticing in Columbus is I'm like,
the mediocre hots think that they're actually less than mediocre hots. think that they are God's gift.
This is a bunch of fives running around. I even actually questioned my own
self. Is it
self.
Even five? Yeah.
I know I'm not this ugly. Like, what is happening? Why do these boys think they're so... And I think it's an age. This is a very age
it's
episode.
When you're 28.
I think you're 28
and you're a 4 or 5. You might look like a 6-7.
Well, you're a 6-7. Everybody
not.
There. You're not.
But you're not.
But
you're
when
really
you look
a
around,
4 or 5.
When I'm in New York, a bunch of hot men, and they don't even know they're hot. They're like, "Hey," I'm like, "Oh, hey." In Columbus, it's a bunch of trolls and reptiles who all think they're hot and they're assholes. And I'm like,
this one guy, 614 something boys on Twitter,
girl.
Reposts people all the time. Way too much. It's probably some old guy at home jerking off
right.
to pictures online. But
some
like
40-year-old.
He was like yesterday, he was like, the holes are coming out in Columbus, the 614 tonight. Thanks, boys. Something like that. The holes that he retweeted.
Oh, yep. Nope. We nope.
When I tell you.
Yep. We need some Photoshop up in these holes.
One of them was vomiting cum, but it was not cum. It was just dribblies.
So, yeah. So anyway, just like, I just need everyone to understand that no matter where you live, you need to check yourself. And again, we need to be asking ourselves, are we going to be pushing these people away? Or are we going to be pulling these people in? Because you are a big fish in a little pond, baby girl. Yeah. But go to the big pond and you ain't shit. So
you're
you need
a
to
guppy.
Get together.
You're
a fucking
guppy.
You're not even a guppy. You're the scum that rides the guppy.
Oh,
honey, you're a plankton, bitch.
You're feeling your oats.
Oh, you can't be seen. You're in the microscope. Oh, I don't. That was not even English.
Oh no,
that was a little Liza Minnelli-ish. I was like, where the fuck
is
this?
Is she
Lady
still
Gaga's
alive?
Like,
you're okay. We love you.
Literally, that was so sad.
I can't.
She was like, Liza, you're in front of a mic. Talk. They're squeezing her like talk.
She's like. Ah! It's like, oh no,
they just
Liza.
They just pinched her.
Imagine being Liza. Imagine your mom being Dorothy, first of all. Can you fucking imagine?
A fucking
like,
alcoholic disaster.
Like, probably.
Judy Garland was a mess.
Disaster. And honestly, it's probably not her fault. It's all these nasty men.
When she was a teenage girl getting raped on the casting couch.
Yep.
In black and white.
Yep.
Because that's how I picture everything back then.
Yeah, like they don't have color.
I don't picture
even
colors
in real life.
Back then.
Yeah, I know. It's weird. Like
when
sepia
I'm like,
tone. You're
yeah,
like,
back in the 20s, I'm like.
I know. Wouldn't 20s, it be weird
sepia,
if you.
Yes, the
I
brown,
would love
gold.
To go back.
And see it.
Because now they can kind of color, but it's still kind of.
Little...
I want to go back and see, like, what did you really look like? Or is it this? Because then when you go to museums, you're like, it's not as bright as I thought it was going to be. It's not as, like,
it's not
bold.
Vibrant.
It's like,
yeah.
Vibrant. That's the goddamn word. Such a vibrant. Is there a song? Anywho, so I just my this
yeah,
is not even a song. This is like
we
check yourself
check
before you wreck yourself.
Too.
We should.
We
and
should all check ourselves.
And I honestly thought to myself, okay,
there was.
No, I did have.
I did have one other thing, but I can't remember. It's on the notes app out there. Should I go get it?
Yeah, I also have my dick out at AWOL.
You wait, what?
So me and Michael, I've been telling you this. We have this weird thing. Where we get drunk now and make out and like.
Yeah,
it's. I guess
I did
that's
that
what
with
couples
Matt there
do.
Once. Yeah, couples do that, but then it's like.
Well, it's like. Okay.
I know.
So I'm dancing, though, and I just love pulling out my dick now, apparently.
You
so
should.
Everyone needs to be aware in New York. This little fish is coming there.
Wait, so where did you have it out?
In the dance floor.
Not even up on the stage.
Oh, no. I was on this dance floor, like, and Jake Stark and them were walking by, and I'm just and Michael's just grabbing my dick.
They look at it? Maybe.
I don't fucking know.
You should have followed them.
Here's the problem, though.
Are they in a throuple with that one little, like, Navy Twink or whatever the fuck his name
know.
Is.
I don't know who knows
he's
who.
Not attractive either to me, but it's like, I
again,
just
it's a bunch of sevens that have good
I know.
Bodies.
Yeah,
and it's young bodies.
Literally.
Okay, cool.
God.
And the only reason it's good is because you're young.
And the only reason you're a seven is because of the good body.
Yeah, we take away
the
youth.
Take like,
away that body,
take
girl,
away the body,
and you're
it's
a
just
three.
A, it's like, a face.
It's a face.
And I can just see the memes being made of me saying, like, it's a face. And then they show my face
right
now. These sunken in eyes.
As we're
like,
we're
the wrinkles.
We have faces for radio.
We have faces for radio. And
now,
that's why we're doing a podcast.
Here's the sad part, though, is we don't. And the more I'm realizing
the
this.
The more we go out. I'm sorry. Remember LA? Remember
I'm
last
a
time
little,
we were in New York? Remember
I'm a little
we were in that one
New York
club
this time,
where they had
though.
Hookahs traveling
lie.
Around the bar? No,
yeah.
We're going to be fully supportive of each other, so it's going to be even worse. Because I'm going to
no,
be,
it's going to be
go put on a show for those 30 guys just walking around. Yeah.
It's like,
get on your knees. They're going to line up and go through you. You might have to put on a, I might put on a show too. I want everyone to come up and give my hole a lashing, a tongue lashing, and I want them to put a hashtag on my ass. I don't give a fuck. I'm ready.
Can you fucking
everyone line up and kiss this hole.
Well, this is how the podcast grew. We're both just sucking cock at the Eagle. It's
we're
like,
getting sucked.
We're like, here, oh, and that's fine. Oh, that's fine. But then I get, I'm really
lose it.
Anxious about some things. Nothing bad.
Mouth
I just,
gonorrhea?
No, I just like I did think about my choices and I was like, it does
make you think of it. But we have DoxyPep and PrEP. Between the two of them. Between the two of them, none shall come.
And just a little bit of
you just have a 20% risk of syphilis.
Some liquid IV like, after and you're good, babe.
Oh, that's a good idea. Oh, but you did have some throat and other issues when you got back.
Well, no.
You're like, it's CSM back. It's like,
no, actually, I've been very
is
sick.
Is it?
Yeah. No, it really, it, and they just slapped me again. But can I tell you where I'm at, really, though? You're going to be very proud. So apparently, I'm only at a quarter of the full dose that's possible for me to take.
What? What are you at?
0.3 or something.
0.3 milligram?
Or...
By the way,
so much I want. You can go up to one, she said.
Oh, well, that's weird. You
maybe
can go
it's
to
a different
0.5 milligrams of semaglutide.
And it's not milligrams. It must be.
Well, it comes in milligrams per milliliter. That's how it's. And then you inject a certain number of milliliters to get a certain number of milligrams.
So maybe it's in milliliters. Like
it's always in milligrams. So it shouldn't be 0.3. Although they did start me at 0.25 when I first started. My first shots were 0.25.
I'm wondering if that's what I'm saying.
Then you might be only at a quarter. If you're like 0.3 now, you're going to be 0.5.
Right. So then it'll.
Two would be a
so I'm not even
quarter
close.
Two.
And she's like, your body's been responding very well. She's like, honestly, like,
you're gonna be skinty,
honey. I'm. I have so much backup. I have so much ready to go.
Wait, backup what?
It's.
What do you mean?
Ready I don't know.
What is you have backup meds?
No.
Backup? You mean backup?
Backup? I don't know why I said backup.
Backup energy in the tank of the semaglutide dose.
Correct.
Because you could really.
I have some backup. As
come
in,
July,
if it starts
if you're like,
to peak,
I need 20 pounds now. She's like,
well, before my 40th,
girl,
I'm going to be the hottest I've ever been.
It's going to be a mess.
I don't give a fuck. I don't fucking. First of all,
it's over.
And it's
going
to start in New York in June. Sorry, I don't care. And
actually,
we're going to go to Brooklyn
have,
and be like,
we still have 2 months.
We got to get cool outfits.
Let me put it
too.
This way.
I need
we
to have,
have
cool outfits because
we
I'm going to be
two
cute.
2 months till New York. Think of this.
Oh, I know.
Two.
Oh, I know. And you have.
We are going
oh,
to be
and
down.
You're going.
I'm going in 2 weeks to PV.
I'm going in 1 week to. Me and Michael are going to campground.
Oh, that's cute.
Whatever. Which we're whores now. Buckwood.
You really are. I love it.
Well, I'm like, I'm ready
you're
to explore. Am I a whore? Oh my God, I'm a fucking whore.
When you start arranging your vacations around sex with other people,
it's not
it's
sex,
a whore.
Though, for me.
It is.
It's not, though, because I'm not having sex. That's just jerking off.
With other people around,
yeah,
honey.
But that's not sex to me. That's
exhibitionism
like,
is
well, to
more
me,
than most
but that's
people
not being
ever
a,
do.
But,
it's not just jerking off.
But it's not just a whore thing. Being a okay, so do you want to
you're
define
gonna
whore?
Grab dicks and you're gonna touch them. You're probably gonna suck them, just like New York.
I don't know. That was very bold for
no,
me.
I don't think so. I think that's just opened the door to what's gonna come. Trust me. It's okay. It's not bad that we're whores, but we are. We're becoming the circuit gays. We're becoming the circuit gays.
And this is why old people become circuit gays and move to Wilton Manors. And this is why we got to go to Wilton Manors because this is what they do. They go in the back room. They're 45 years old, getting their dick sucked. And it's like,
hey,
I fit in here. And it's like, well, this is what we all.
This is all you fit in.
Oh, my God.
This
is the gay arc.
This is the only place you
can fit in. This is the gay arc. The gay arc is here.
You end up in Wilton.
You end up not giving a fuck that you're a whore. We're all whores on the way up.
If you're poor, you end up in Wilton. If you're rich, you end up in P-Town and Fire Island.
And Palm Springs.
And Palm Springs. Oh, Palm Springs when you're really old.
But, oh, that's like
60s, but if you have money,
70s,
though, but 70s. You still have to have money. Money and ultra old Palm Springs. 60s, yeah. It's literally like 50s, 60s.
So 70s. 10 years for me. I'm just saying.
I'm like really old.
But honestly,
50s.
I was actually thinking.
I'm like, it's so old.
This
50s.
This is
going to
be psychotic.
You're 10 years away.
Yeah. So are you. You're 13.
Sabrina and you are both less than 10 years away from Max.
I'm more than 10 years still,
honey.
Bitch. I'm not 40 yet. Okay.
Matt's 46.
Yeah, girl, he's there. He's knocking
50.
On knock, knock, knock.
He's leading the way for us. He's
door.
Leading the way.
He's doing such a good job, too.
He's a good leader.
He's doing a great job.
He's going to roll into 50 like it's nothing special at all because that's how he does
but
with everything.
But that's the thing. It's like all of a sudden.
I'm fine.
It's fine.
He'll
it,
be fine.
It is what it is. And that's why we're going to go to New York and be whores. And I'm going to have a cute outfit.
Yeah.
I want to go shopping before the weekend before. Like, let's just spend all our money. No, nice. I want like, cool shorts. I want like, cute outfits for trendy New York style walking around.
We're going to have to get cute outfits.
Yeah, like, and I'll be skinny enough then.
Yeah, we need to
I
wait
can,
to
like,
shop, though, because shop. If we buy it now, shop.
No, I can't do it. No, it's going to be the weekend before, literally.
Yeah, I think I'm thinking like, the last 2 weeks before because I want to be able to put on the shorts and be like, these are just tight enough. Like,
I told you about my shorts I put on this past weekend, didn't I?
You kept showing me. I saw your jockstrap
I can't.
On, or your underwear. You had blue underwear on at that point.
But I can't tell you right now how crazy it is because
your
last
shorts
summer,
had a gap this
last
big.
Summer, I had to literally, I mean, I'm talking like, yeah, like,
Like you would sit down and the button's like, bing!
No, I thought for sure that button was going at some point. And then now I have to have a belt that's so tight, it's ripping. Either way, it was tight now. So now I have to have it. It's so fucked up. It's so fucked up,
actually.
Because I have things that are so tight that they stay on my waist. So either it's too tight because I'm too fat, or it's too tight because I'm too skinny.
Slap me. I mean, this slap is me right ridiculous. In my cunt.
Sundries.
I have a sundry.
I do too.
When you have, my sundry is when you have an appointment or something that is semi-important. Let's just say a reservation at a dinner. Let's say a doctor's appointment.
Let's say
you said you're going to meet someone somewhere at this time. Not like you're coming over to hang out or go over to their house to record a podcast. Like
you're meeting somewhere.
You're meeting somewhere.
8 o'clock. I want you on the corner.
So that person's going to be there alone if you're not there. Yep. Or you're going to be there alone and they're not here.
Yeah.
Be on time. I am getting sick and tired of people consistently being late. It's not acceptable. Like, especially if you have a semi-client relationship. Be on time. I may be telling certain people's secrets here, but you got to be on time. You can't be 15 minutes late every time. You can't be 10 minutes late every time.
Honestly, you need to be 5 minutes early at the
right.
least.
You got to be there. It's your job.
A lot of times I try to be there 10 minutes early. I do too.
You and I are good.
Yeah,
like,
we're pretty
when
good.
We have dinner reservations. Like St. Patrick's Day, you were there like three minutes before me. You were
fully anxious early.
And then I was like 3-4 minutes late.
Like, I'm a whore. I'm a whore. That's when it really started, to be honest.
It is. That's St. Patrick's Day. You were like, I'm going to be a whore.
Yep.
But yeah, like I am fine with a little bit late. I'm fine with 5 minutes either way.
But not every time. You can't do it every time.
I go places where I'm like, I know that this person will be almost half an hour late. Consistently to the
and
point where I start scheduling. I tell them.
Well, you're 8 o'clock.
And then they come and they're like just 5 minutes early and they're like, where is everyone? And I'm like, well, it actually doesn't start until 5 minutes from now. I did that once. I looked at them. I was like, you're just 5 minutes early for once. And they were like, oh, wow. I was like, yeah.
And some people just can't handle it.
They cannot.
And it's okay, but
not for me anymore. I'm tired of it. I'm like, I'm getting to the point
again,
where I'm like,
this is our age.
It's
showing.
About,
like,
are you disrespecting my time?
I mean, we might and have that's to rebrand.
Are you disrespecting my time? Because I'm done disrespecting myself
putting
myself in the same situation where I'm disrespected over and over and over again. And I'm looking at myself like, why do I tolerate this? Why do I tolerate it? I shouldn't. I should tell them, ultimatum, be on time.
Or I'm not doing this anymore.
People are going to be like, that's uptight. And that's,
I'm not talking about friends.
I'm not talking about every once in a while. I'm not talking about when you have a good excuse. I'm talking about when there's not really an excuse, but it still keeps happening. You're like, well, what were you doing? Getting ready? Or, oh, I forgot I had to do that thing. Oh, you could have done it later, though. But then you just decided to be late and disrespect me. All right. That's my sundry. You can feel it.
I feel it. I definitely can relate. And I definitely
think
that
it's about setting,
like,
boundaries for yourself now. That's what it is.
So this
we're
might
in a new
be,
era.
We have to do a rebrand.
Yeah.
We're
moving on.
We're not well with 40.
We're not well
like something,
with being 40.
We're getting 40s. Like, we're starting to get 40 vibes.
We're middle-aged.
Oh, my God.
Feels so dumb. People are going to look at us and say they're middle-aged men.
Good. And guess what? We are.
I don't want to be called a middle-aged
man. Well, to be honest with you, I was thinking on the way home,
I
could change my age to 32 and get away with it.
No one would know. No.
The girl at work thought I was 27.
Well, and we all see the people who say they're, like, JVN. Look, think of that.
Right.
37?
Right. So I could at least
and
be 34.
And I get that it's the meth, but it's like, girl.
But I was like, would I feel better if I just said,
you should
32?
Say 30. You should try it. Girls do it all the time.
I know.
Even on Tinder, girls do things.
Oh, I know.
Some of my friends told me, they're like, well, I put that. And then when
I actually
eventually,
thought, well, that's Grindr here. We're the same people for 12
Grindr.
Years. I've seen the same torso. And I'm like, girl,
it doesn't look like
we
that.
We don't. This is not. I saw you out
last weekend and it doesn't look like that.
I can't. It's just
sundry.
My
sundry
is going to probably set some people off. Sorry.
I love it. Fuck it.
I'm sick of everyone making everything turn into gender studies 101. I don't care if you identify as a goddamn hobbit with size D tits and a dick. I don't care. I don't care if you tuck or have a dick or not and identify as a woman. I don't care. What confuses me, though.
Oh, my God. I need some water.
Yeah. So what confuses me, though, is that we have full blown male to female on Grindr.
Yeah.
No dick.
Right.
No man, full trans woman. I'm sorry, but isn't Grindr for gay men? What happened to just wanting to touch a dick? And I don't know where this came from.
It's unhinged.
It's unhinged. It's unqualified. It's underrated.
And I don't even know. You're not transphobic. You really just don't care.
I don't give a fuck.
I think I'm in the same, like, I'm well-versed on the topic. I have trans friends. I get it.
I'm going to support,
and
but I'm not going
to... totally against the transphobic people. I honestly have protested these laws.
Yes, I've been
out there protesting against these crazy bathroom bills and all these other things like bans. It's ridiculous. We both think it's ridiculous. But every time I'm on Instagram, it's an education topic of like, it's okay if you're trans and have a big fat cock, but you wear a bikini and your cock shows. I'm like...
That's kind of what spurred this for me.
When I sent that to you, I knew.
I didn't even respond. I was like, I'm not responding. I'm waiting.
Yeah, I'm waiting.
I had to wait
because
for this.
It's like, we get it.
Because
like, I'm like, I wouldn't even say anything. I would be like, she's got a fat cock.
Is that the one the Schaefer like, girl?
No, Hunter Schaefer had a brand of tucking things.
Yeah, so that's the other thing.
And then this person was like talking about that, but also saying like, if you're a trans woman, you don't have to tuck, which you don't.
You don't.
We don't have to comment on other people's bodies, but you don't have to post about it.
I don't give a fuck.
Because we don't care.
We don't care.
I think, and the people who do care are not going to suddenly care because you put it on Instagram.
Right. Just
because they're going to hate it more. They're going to be like, this fucking pervert's posting their cock on
Instagram.
Again,
are you pulling them towards you or pushing them away?
If you want to pull us towards you,
you wouldn't say
let us come to you.
All you would have to say is, you don't have to say anything. Just be you.
If you saw a trans woman with a bulge at the pool, you would talk to them like normal. You wouldn't stare at their dick like normal.
Or I would stare at their dick because I do stare at dicks.
Well, we do stare at dicks.
I mean, I wouldn't, though, actually. I would probably...
Because you'd be like, well, they're a woman.
Woman, maybe, like, I'll show a little
more. But maybe this woman wants you to see her dick.
And again, I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
But we're talking, we're full blown.
Keep your fetishes
blown,
to yourself.
No, but there's women on Grindr that are like full blown women, like, and that's great.
But if we were in the Eagle and you're taking a bunch of cocks and a pussy came up to your face.
Right. No, like,
I would immediately.
But you are so, but you transitioned out of the gay world because you are a straight woman. We are not straight men now, though. We're still gay men.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? Or is that like, okay, maybe I'm crazy.
No, it makes sense.
It's like, I get it.
Having none of our own spaces anymore here in Columbus.
Right.
Like, not a single space.
They can't even.
Not a single space.
Listen.
There's nowhere. I saw pictures from this past Sunday's Axis Church. What the fuck is going on there? It's bad.
It's unhinged.
It's bad. Like, I wish I'd saved the videos.
No, it's different now. Like, everything's different.
Okay.
Everything's different. Okay.
I'm like, that doesn't look fun anymore.
No.
Like, it just don't look fun.
But was it...
But was it ever fun?
Right, that's what I'm saying.
Or were we just blacked out?
That's how I met Michael, so here we are.
Give us a call. Leave us a voicemail.
Yeah,
what do you think about that nail story? Like, would you say the N-word during karaoke? How do you feel about that?
How do you feel about trans people and tucking?
Give us a call. 614-721-5336.
This is Bobby. This is Billy McGillicuddy.
This is Joe McGillicuddy. If you want me to prank call somebody, that's what you can do. Email us. shesnotdoingswell@gmail.com or call us and give me the phone number of the person and I'll prank call him as Joe McGillicuddy.
You really would.
It'd actually be kind of funny.
Let's do it.
Like, us should be. We just should. We need like randos that we don't know. So it could be more like, hey, you dumb bitch. And we'll have a whole thing of like, well, Billy said. You know what I mean?
I have a good idea. We're going to do it with someone where we kind of know. But we're going to have just enough information to make them not hang up and they could spam. But like be like, I was just talking to blah, blah. We were down getting a drink.
Yeah.
And he said, he gave me your number because you knew something about. And it's like,
and then you like feed it
so
in.
That
right.
They keep staying on the phone.
Yeah, like,
okay.
You live in the White House down at 131.
Yes, exactly.
And it's like they're like,
I like that bush out front.
Yeah, like that new tree you put in. No, no, yes. Sir. No.
Okay. All right.
There's that. But wait, one more thing. Also, in New York, I'm putting this in the universe because I do want to make a hump video this year. Maybe we just film hump video there. Mm-hmm. We'll just find guys and just film it in the hotel.
We'll put out ads because when you put out an ad in New York, I'm sure it gets answered by enough people.
Oh, yeah.
I'm manifesting this as well. We're going to New York. We're running into Crackhead Barney. I don't give a fuck. I will look at her story.
Oh, I know where she's at.
Every second.
She's where we're
She goes up. I know. Well, if we stay there. Yes.
Oh, you want to stay somewhere else?
I have to look tonight. After I eat, I have to look.
No, that's the cheapest place.
Oh, well, the one you sent, that Royal.
Yeah. That was
okay,
just
that
being
was
funny.
Like $1,600, but I mean, it's not bad.
But it's still close. And that's why I was like, do we want to just spend $200 extra dollars?
I know. It's like, I don't care. That's
what I'm thinking.
Care.
And especially.
Like, let's find a place that's nice, you know. And
I want to be able to actually.
That's actually really cool. Look up the Standard. The Standard
High
Line.
I saw it.
It's where a bath is. There's a party.
Yeah,
like a disco
I keep thinking, where do we want
to
stay?
And it's right over the High Line, so you can go down, walk right over to
the.
The
Eagle.
The Eagle, yeah. Mm-hmm. But also you can take the High Line to, what's that place called?
Chelsea?
That damn sculpture.
Oh, yeah.
The Yards,
Beehive.
Hudson Yards.
You know, they just opened that up.
And I want to go to Little Island, which is off that Hudson Yards.
You want to do that last time?
I have
like,
to.
Here's the
it's
thing.
So fun.
But that's what I'm,
yeah.
Okay, we'll talk about it off the air.
Right.
But anyway, thank you so much. Have a good week. We'll see you next time. Goodbye.
Yeah. Yeah, we should just spend the extra. Trust me. Well,